Today is a feast of the Most Holy Rosary. It is amazing, isn't it, how God uses the little, simple things of this world to confound great people. From long ago in the Old Testament, we see David overcoming the giant Goliath. And remember also the wonderful story of Judith, who was a shadow of Our Lady, and which is why Mary is sometimes called Judith Thrice Blessed. In the New Testament, the Jews expected a Savior in shining armor to save them from the tyranny of the Romans. The Savior came, but he came in the most disappointing form. The Jews were scandalized because our Savior was too weak for their liking. They despised him and eventually crucified him. But they did not know that it was by dying for us that he was to save us, not from the Romans or human enemies, but from the more dangerous enemy called sin. And you perhaps may have noticed that even at that time, not one of the Jews cared too much for Our Lady. They must have wondered for sure why she was given so much attention by our Lord, but I don't think it went much beyond that. Who would have believed the role that she would play in our salvation? But such is God's ways. He chooses the humble and the simple to confound the great ones of this world. Saint Dominic, who was distressed by the fact that the heresy of Albigensians were not being converted as a result of the sins of the Christians, went into the wilderness to pray and to do penance. He had preached to the people in the most eloquent way possible, but it yielded little result. When he had first fallen into a coma as a result of his suffering, Our Blessed Virgin told him in a vision to preach the rosary instead. A rather simple solution. Anyone who was not humble may have been disappointed at such a command. Perhaps Saint Dominic wondered how the miracle would happen that these sophisticated heretics would be converted by the rosary. But he prayed, and he preached the rosary, and the Blessed Virgin Mary obtained the conversion of the heretics. Today's feast also reminds us of this wonderful confoundment of the proud by simplicity. The Turks thought that by their overwhelming number and superior arms, they would conquer the Christians. But our Blessed Mother had other ideas. Armed with the Most Holy Rosary, St. Paul V led the Catholic world in prayer. The battle was won, and the Turks were defeated. Once again, this simple rosary confounded the mighty. And today's feast is in honor of that victory and the other victories, such as the victory of the emperor-elect Charles VI over the Turks in 1716, which resulted from the powerful intercession of this Queen of the Most Holy Rosary. How is it that such a simple prayer should do so much. It is because the rosary shows us that the most important thing in prayer is not how well you can speak, but how humble you are. This simple repetition of the Hail Mary forms the vehicle, so to speak, by which one goes through the mysteries of our salvation. Non-Catholics do not understand this because they do not really think deeply about the mysteries of Christ's life. Father Benson wrote in a book about a Protestant lady who once saw a Catholic praying the rosary and asked her, "How can you bear to say the same words over and over again?" The lady replied, saying, "There was once a child who, when his mother would throw him into the air, would exclaim with joy, 'Oh, mother!' And every time this happened, he would utter the same cry of joy, and every time it was with a fresh joy." It is the same with the rosary. We say the words of the Hail Mary with the innocence of children. No matter how often the words are repeated, it is with a fresh thrill each time. And remember, our Lord says that unless you be as little as these children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Therefore, children, it is from your mouth, then, as our Lord says again, that perfect praise will rise to God. So when next you say your rosary, pay special attention to the words, remembering that you are uttering the same words God himself told the archangel Gabriel to say to Our Lady. They are words formed by God himself and in heaven. And when you say the rosary, think what wonderful things God has done with those simple words, beginning from the changing of Eve, Eva, to Ave, like His Excellency told us on Sunday. Think as well of the wonderful mysteries represented by the rosary. Wonder how one so little as you came to be important, so important that Christ was born, suffered, and rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven just so that you may enjoy heaven with him. And think too that in the glorious mysteries that is so much concerned with your salvation that he has given you for a helper none other than his mother. And when finally you come to the Salve Regina to ask for her mercy, it will not only be because you want her to come quickly to help you in this valley of tears, but perhaps also because the joy of being so honored by the Son of God is so great that unless she bears it with you, you would collapse out of sheer joy. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.